Krishna Chaitanya.
Bhagavad Gita 10:10.
Tesham
satata
yuktanam. Tesham satata yuktanam.
Bhajatam pratipurvakam.
Bhajatam pratipurvakam.
Dadami buddhi yogam tam.
Dadami buddhi yogam tam.
Yenam upayanti te.
Yenam upayanti te.
Tesham satata yuktanam.
Tesham satata yuktanam.
Bhajatam pratipurvakam.
Bhajatam pratipurvakam.
Dadami buddhi yogam tam.
Dadami buddhi yogam tam.
Yenam upayanti te.
Yenam upayanti te.
Tesham satata yuktanam.
Tesham satata yuktanam.
Bhajatam pratipurvakam.
Bhajatam pratipurvakam.
Dadami buddhi yogam tam.
Dadami buddhi yogam tam.
Enam upayanti te.
Enam upayanti te.
Tesham satata yuktanam.
Bhajatam priti purvakam.
Dadami buddhi yogam tam.
Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Yena mam upayanti te.
Tesham.
Tesham.
Unto them.
Unto them.
Satata yuktanam.
Satata yuktanam.
Upayanti te.
Yena mam upayanti te. Tesham satata yuktanam. Bhajatam priti purvakam.
Dadami buddhi yogam tam.
Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Yena mam upayanti te.
Tesham.
Tesham.
Unto them.
Unto them.
Satata yuktanam.
Satata yuktanam.
Always engaged.
Always engaged.
Bhajatam.
Bhajatam.
In rendering devotional service.
In rendering devotional service.
Pratipurvakam.
Pratipurvakam.
In loving ecstasy.
In loving ecstasy.
Dadami.
Dadami.
I give.
I give.
Buddhi yogam.
Buddhi yogam.
Real intelligence.
Real intelligence.
Tam.
Tam.
That.
That.
Yena.
Yena.
By which.
By which.
Mam.
Mam.
Unto me.
Unto me.
Upayanti.
Upayanti.
Come.
Come.
Te.
Te.
They.
They.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
To
those who were constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Purport. In this verse, the word buddhi yogam is very significant. You may remember that in the second chapter, the Lord, instructing Arjuna, said that he had spoken to him of many things, and that he would instruct him in the way of buddhi yoga. Turn off all the mobile phones. This is a mobile-free zone. Now, buddhi yoga is explained. Buddhi yoga itself is action in Krishna consciousness. That is the highest intelligence. Buddhi means intelligence, and yoga means mystic activities or mystic elevation. When one tries to go back home, back to Godhead, and takes fully to Krishna consciousness in devotional service, this action is called buddhi yoga. In other words, buddhi yoga is the process by which one gets out of the entanglement of this material world. The ultimate goal of progress is Krishna. People do not know this. Therefore, the association of devotees and a bona fide spiritual master are important. One should know that the goal is Krishna. And when the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed, and the ultimate goal is achieved. When a person knows the goal of life but is addicted to the fruits of activities, he is acting in karma yoga. When he knows that the goal is Krishna, but he takes pleasure in mental speculation to understand Krishna, he is acting in jnana yoga. And when he knows the goal and sees Krishna completely in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, he is acting in bhakti yoga or buddhi yoga, which is the complete yoga. This complete yoga is the highest perfectional stage of life. A person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to a spiritual organization. But still, if he is not intelligent enough to make progress, then Krishna from within gives him instructions so that he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. The qualification is that a person always engage himself in Krishna consciousness and with love and devotion. Render all kinds of services. He should perform some sort of work for Krishna, and that work should be done with love. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain to him. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Nuravena. So Prabhupada is forcing our eyes open with this torchlight of knowledge. We are in the darkness of this Kali Yuga. Everywhere is darkness, but the pure devotee is shining that torchlight of knowledge to enlighten us, to awaken us, so we can actually see things as they are. One who is actually fixed in Krishna consciousness can see Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna. Wherever he goes, Rasoham Apsukonteya Prabhashmi Shashashuryayam. The first time I met Prabhupada face to face, of course I met him in the heart. But the first time I met him face to face, the very first word that came out of his mouth was Jagannath. He said, Jagannath Shami Dhyanapatagami Bhavatune. And then he explained, of course, in this prayer we are begging Lord Jagannath that you please come to my vision, Jagannath Swami. So Prabhupada told the audience, they were mostly non-devotees actually, it was the Ratha Yatra festival, turn off the mobile phone so we'll confiscate it. So Prabhupada said to us, he says, every one of you have seen God, because Krishna says, Prabhashmi Shashashuryayo, I am the light of the sun and the moon. So you have all seen the sunlight, you have all seen the moonlight, you have all seen God. He said, every day you're drinking water, once, twice, thrice, more than that. If every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water, then immediately you become Krishna conscious. There's a car parked wrong, there's a white car wrongly parked. If you don't want it to be confiscated, move it. KA044921. White car. M car white. Wrongly parked.
Maruti car.
Maruti car. White car. Wrongly parked. If you want to find your car when you, after the program, you better go move it now. In America, the police would come and tow it away. That's what would happen. I don't know what they do here. They would come and just tow it away. It'd be gone when you go outside. It wouldn't be there anymore. So, Prabhupada was sitting on a, he was sitting on a car when he told us that, but it wasn't a Maruti. It was called a Subhadra cart, Subhadra's cart. And he was telling us like that, that if you simply, when every time you drink the water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water. So Prabhupada said, to become Krishna conscious is not a difficult job, it simply requires practice. If you desire to become Krishna conscious, and you hear from the bona fide spiritual master and the Vaishnavas how to become Krishna conscious, and you just do it, that's all. Not difficult. If you want to become unlimitedly happy, if you want to be free of all anxiety, if you want to achieve immortality, if you're tired of being caught up in this rotten cycle of birth and death, then hear the spiritual master, hear the Vaishnavas, hear Krishna's words in the Bhagavad Gita, and simply do it. It's not difficult. It's much easier than getting a degree in computer science, in one sense. Because you're not going to be rejected if you don't make a certain mark on the exam. Krishna is very merciful. If you're sincerely trying, that's all that counts. Sincerely try to remember Krishna. When you see the light of the sun, you think, oh, here is Krishna. When you taste the water, oh, here is Krishna. Prabhupada said even that the Bowery bums, when they're drinking the wine, if they simply remember that Krishna is the taste of the wine, they become the greatest yogi. So just see how merciful is Krishna. Any liquid thing. You see. Coconut water, regular water, juice, any liquid thing. Ah, it's quenching. Feeling so good, it's quenching my thirst, you see. That is Krishna. That quenching power is Krishna. So if we can absorb ourselves nicely in Krishna consciousness, what does nicely mean? With love. Not grudgingly. Oh, I had to do this service for Krishna. Ugh. No. There's two types of Krishna consciousness. Anukul and Pratikul. Pratikul is the Krishna consciousness of Kamsa. Do not be Krishna conscious like that. Want to kill Krishna. We have to be anukulvadis, favorable, thinking of Krishna favorably with love. So, what is the advantage of doing that? That is described in this verse. Krishna will give personal guidance to you. He will. If you serve Krishna with love, he will personally guide you. Just imagine if Krishna is there at every step telling you what to do, and you follow him, you'll easily achieve perfection. Prabhupada, one time I wrote Prabhupada and asked him some questions. And he wrote me back. He said that if you simply engage sincerely in the service of Krishna 24 hours a day with full sincerity, gratitude, then Krishna will come to you and answer all of your questions personally. Now that's a make-believe thing, so I wouldn't write Prabhupada so many letters. No. It's a fact. If one becomes completely absorbed in serving Krishna with love 24 hours a day, Krishna will personally come and answer all of your questions. Prabhupada is speaking from his practical experience. The pure devotee can never make a mistake because he acts under the direction of Krishna at every step. He never acts independently of Krishna. Everything he does is under the direction of Krishna. Therefore, he never makes a mistake. The conditioned soul is subject to four defects. His senses are imperfect. You may hear some explosion outside. You might think it was a firecracker. Actually, somebody just shot somebody with a gun, but you thought it was a firecracker. Because the senses are imperfect. And because the senses are imperfect, we have a tendency to be illusioned. And because we have that tendency to be illusioned, then what happens? We make mistakes. But in spite of making so many mistakes, what do? We think, yes, I am very intelligent. That's called cheater. We cheat. We pose ourselves as learned experts. when actually we make so many mistakes all the time. But the pure devotee, because he is taking direction from Krishna at every step, he is beyond these defects. So, of course, we're not supposed to become pure devotees, right? We're supposed to just remain in our fallen conditioned state, isn't it? No. Prabhupada wants us all to become pure devotees. We're all meant to come to this platform of being constantly absorbed in pure bhakti at every second, with every thought, every word, and every deed. We're all meant to come to that platform. Especially I feel that pressure because now, with the blessings of Prabhupada and the GBC, I am initiating disciples. But Prabhupada explains in the Upadeshamrita that the spiritual master is not on the highest level, Uttama Adhikari, then his disciples suffer under his insufficient guidance. So I feel a tremendous pressure at every minute that I have disciples and I have to become an Uttama Adhikari, otherwise I'm hurting them by my improper example. So especially I feel that pressure of the Diksha Guru, that I have to be, Prabhupada is pushing me to become Uttama Adhikari. And also in one letter he also said, now you disqualify yourself to see Krishna face to face, he told me. Previously I'd been a songwriter. And I was thinking, oh, it'd be very nice to write songs for Krishna. So Prabhupada was giving me some tips on how to write songs on the highest level, like Narottam Das Thakur and Bhaktivinoda. He said, you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face, then you can write songs like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Prabhupada was not saying, well, pure devotion, you know, you go back to Godhead and you become a pure devotee. No. He was saying, you become a pure devotee now. That's what he was telling me. You become a pure devotee now. So that pressure is there from Krishna. He's encouraging here. Prabhupada is encouraging. We should come to the highest possible standard. First to become Kanishta Adhikari, then Majjhama, and then we keep pushing ourselves to become Uttama Adhikari, completely free from any dirt in the heart, completely competent for presenting Krishna consciousness according to Shastra and according to logic also, so that we can convince anyone to take Krishna consciousness. So this is a very poignant instruction from Krishna, very potent and helpful instruction, that if we are constantly devoted, then we get that guidance. So we don't have to be confused about what to do. If we're totally absorbed in bhakti 24 hours a day, then we will know what to do at every step. So we just wanted to give some brief words on these sublime points being made by Lord Krishna. Does anyone have any questions? Question?
So this 24 hours engaging in service of Krishna. So can you give an example that how a devotee can engage 24 hours?
How to do that?
Yeah, and like for us, like is it possible that if some devotee is not engaging 24 hours, he can also get the guidance from Krishna or only for those who are.
So, if someone's not doing 24 hours a day, will he get the same? Will he get the guidance? Not like this, no. Constantly. He says, inasmuch as you surrender to me, I reward you. So, you can't expect to get the same level of guidance from Krishna if you're not fully absorbed in serving him 24 hours a day. According to your degree of surrender, he rewards you. You don't expect a bigger reward than your degree of surrender. Of course, there is always a bigger, in one sense, there always is a bigger degree, because with every one step you take towards Krishna, he takes 10 steps towards you. So if you did, if you, it's a fact that you put in, you know, you will get a much bigger reward than what you put in, just Krishna's kindness. But still, the more you put in, the more you get. If you want the full pure bhakti, you have to be 24 hours absorbed in Krishna bhakti. You have to learn how to do that in every activity, whether you're a student, whether you're a worker, whether you're a businessman. Those things can all, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, those activities can all be perfectly dovetailed into pure bhakti yoga. Not this year, only Krishna conscious at the temple. This is why I'm campaigning against this term, part-time devotee. I'm on a campaign against this term. Not that if you're a devotee, you're a devotee. You're always a devotee. Not that I'm a devotee at the temple, when I go to work, I'm not a devotee anymore. I'm only part-time devotee. No. If you're a devotee, then you're 24 hours a devotee. You're actually a devotee. That means you're always thinking of Krishna. You're seeing everything in relation with Krishna. You work, you go to school. Work? School. Work. So if you're actually a devotee, when you go to your job, you have your own business, you're working with somebody else. Working a job? So if you're actually Krishna conscious, when you go to your job, you should see, when you approach your place of employment, you can see, bhumirapo nalo vayu kam manobare vacha. This is the energy of Krishna, the XYZ corporations, Intel. I saw the Intel building, maybe you work there, I don't know, but the energy of Krishna, Intel, energy of Krishna. And you go into your office, this computer screen, the desk, this is all the energy of Krishna. You see the boss, the energy of Krishna. Everything is the energy of Krishna. So, since it's Krishna's energy, that means you should be engaged in Krishna's service. So, what is the result of your work? Money. So, you have to spend every penny in Krishna consciousness, with every paisa. Make sure, if you just spend every paisa in a purely Krishna conscious way, then your work is translated into bhakti. If you spend it foolishly for sense enjoyment, you're not going to get the same result. Sorry. It won't happen. You have to spend every paisa in a Krishna conscious way. Don't frivolously misspend your money. Spend your money wisely to create a lifestyle for yourself which is purely Krishna conscious. Sometimes people complain, well, the job, you know, I have to work so many hours, I have so little time for chanting and reading and hearing. But the insider's secret is whatever free time you do have, absorb that fully in Krishna's service. And you know what will happen? Krishna will give you more free time. He says, whatever free time I'm giving him, he spends it wisely in my service. Let me give him... Who thinks controlling you? Who do you think is controlling everything? Krishna, not Bill Gates. Krishna is the ultimate controller of everything. So if he sees whatever free time you have, you're using it very wisely in his service, he will give you more free time. And if you use that in his service, you see, that's what happened to me. I'm speaking from experience. I was a brahmachari living in the temple, full-time bhakti, and then I got married, took some computer programming training, I was working a full-time job for some years, and I was thinking, well, there's so many computer programmers, but how many preachers are there in the world? Preachers are more needed than computer programmers. So then there was a Back to Godhead marathon, and we took off from work. And my wife and I went traveling and signing up subscribers for BTG. We won the worldwide marathon. We were number one and number two in the whole world. And then we got an offer from BTG. We could work with them, and then that they didn't need that after some time. And then we went to open a center in Austin. I was working part-time job and preaching the other half of the time. Then I thought, why should I work for someone else? I had started working did my own little business out of the temple. We had, our house was the temple for the city. So and then we just stopped doing that, just full-time preaching. We're Vanaprastha. We don't work any job, but we have all the money we need. We're flying all over the world. You know, that's not cheap, flying around the world ticket. But Krishna is providing, because we're using everything in his service, and he's providing. It's practical. I don't work a job. No, I don't. There's no temple that's maintaining me. It's just the people are contributing. It's like you all contributed some Lakshmi today to help our preaching. Just from contributions coming in, we're traveling and preaching all over the world, full time. So the point is, whatever free time you have, you use that for Krishna, then Krishna can do anything. He's not limited by the government of India or anything. There's no limit on what Krishna can do. Krishna can turn the whole world upside down within a minute if he wants to. There's no limit to what he can do. He has unlimited power. You know what Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna Maharaj when he was a brahmachari? He said, Krishna can give you all of America within 1 minute. The fuck you will do with it? Thing is, we're not... Prabhupada actually told us in Bombay that we should take the management of the world. You understand what kind of responsibility Prabhupada has given us? He wants us to lead the entire planet. So we have to become competent. We have to become pure devotees. And then Krishna will give us the whole planet. That's a fact. We're not after political posts. We want to guide the political leaders. We are Brahmins. We are not Kshatriya. We want to guide the political leaders. We want to give them guidance on how to run their countries in a way that will deliver the citizens from birth and death. But we are not qualified to do that if we can't even control our own senses. We have to become Goswamis. Each and every one of us have to perfectly control our own senses. And then Krishna will give us the whole world to guide. So let that day come when there'll be such a demand for Brahmins that we all have to do full-time preaching work. And everybody will support us. So just become pure now. Become very, very pure in your Krishna consciousness. And Krishna can do anything. Become qualified to lead the human society out of chaos. That's what Prabhupada wants. Brahmin means we have brahminical initiation. We make Brahmins in our... Prabhupada said a Brahmin means he is the spiritual master of the human society. So every Brahmin initiated man and woman in our society should be so fixed in Krishna consciousness that they can lead the entire world by spiritual guidance. So we have to become pure. Completely pure. We cannot be tempted. We see in ISKCON so many of our God brothers, they got big positions, power, prestige, and they were carried away, and they lost everything. That sort of, you know, become a big leader today and in Maya tomorrow, that doesn't work. We need leaders who can never be tempted by the material nature. Never be tempted. Because they are so fixed in love of Krishna. You see, that's the leader, that's the caliber of leaders we need in our society. Any more questions?
Would you say preaching and practice is always a lag between both? How can one practice and preach the same doctrines?
You're saying there's a gap between, a credibility gap between practice and preaching.
At least for neophyte devotees.
Yes.
They come to wherever, like Acharya.
We have to beat our minds with... The answer is given by Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. When you get up in the morning, you take shoes and beat your mind 100 times. In the evening, you beat your mind with broomstick 100 times. We need to find devotees, associates. We need to have other associates that we can take chastisement from them. Everyone should have somebody that can chastise you, and you'll take it. You really try to rectify yourself. Everyone should have someone that they can really can take, be corrected by on a regular daily basis. We need to have them. Because we all have our faults, let's face it. So you need to have somebody that you can take instruction from and be chastised and corrected and not argue with them about it. We need to find that kind of association. Because there is a gap. We do have our impurities. At the same time, we're meant to preach pure bhakti. So we have to understand that, and we have to constantly be bringing ourselves under control. Vacha vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam udaro pasta vegam mitan vitanyo vishahita dira sravam apimam pridipim shishisha. We can't let up our guard. In all times, all places, in all situations, we have to push ourselves to be Goswamis. Understanding, I'm not, but I must become. Next, you have a question.
What are the prominent obstacles in remembering Krishna consciousness for our life?
What is the?
What are the main obstacles?
Main obstacles?
In remembering Krishna.
Remembering Krishna.
24 hours.
24 hours. Envy. Why should I think about Krishna? Why not just think about myself, how great I am? We're envious of Krishna. That's why we're here. Why Krishna should get all this attention? Why not me? That's the main thing. We have to understand intelligently it's in our highest self-interest to be Krishna conscious. We are not, by design, we are prakriti. Prakriti cannot independently enjoy. The prakriti can only enjoy by giving satisfaction to Purusha. So we are all prakriti. If we try to enjoy independently, we will simply go through sukha, dukkha, sukha, dukkha, sukha, dukkha. If you want pure sukha, then you have to do everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Then you will always enjoy. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, I find that I lack determination. I have all these good intentions, but lack the focus and follow-up with action. Who asked this? Alright. So, Mataji, I want you to remember in the Bhagavad Gita the example given by Prabhupada, the little sparrow. You know the story of the little sparrow? The ocean took the egg of the little sparrow, and the sparrow said, "Give me my eggs back." "No way." So it's a devastating thing. The ocean took away the eggs of the little sparrow. The ocean will not return it, but the sparrow is determined. "I'll teach you a lesson. I will dry you up." So she's running down the little beak. She takes two or three drops of water. She runs back, deposits it on the land. She's running down. She is going to run herself to death in her determination to dry up the ocean. And all the everyone's laughing. Just see the foolish little bird. She's just going to kill herself. She'll never get her eggs back. But then she has a big brother. What is her big brother's name? Garuda. And he has all mystic power. So when he saw how they were making fun of his little sister, the sparrow, he became very angry. He came rushing to the ocean. He said, "You give back those eggs or you are dead. I will dry you up with my mystic power." "Yes, Garuda, yes." So, you must have the determination of the spirit. But she would rather die than give up Krishna consciousness. You're determined to do anything and everything to become a pure devotee, whatever it takes. There is no obstacle too great that you won't do everything to overcome that obstacle. What is that verse? Mukam karoti vachalam pangum lamyam yat kripatam aham vande shri guru dinatarinam. By the mercy of Guru, a dumb man can deliver eloquent speeches, a lame man can cross over the mountain. They also say the dog can swim across the ocean by the mercy of Sri Guru. So, by taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, you will become empowered. That's a fact. You may not have the determination, but the bona fide spiritual master is a powerhouse of determination. If you will connect with that powerhouse, then naturally that determination will also manifest in your heart. Questions more? Well, this is one more last question.
You said that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said we should beat our mind in the morning. How do we do it, like practically?
Yeah. So that's the thing. Oh, you don't have any shoes? Yes, you simply have to remind yourself that you're a rascal in so many ways. You have to defeat your own false pride. That's what it means, practically speaking. You have to do everything you possibly can at every minute to remind yourself that you're a fool and a rascal. You're not as great use as you think you are. Constantly subdue the false pride. That's the meaning. So we thank you all very much for your wonderful participation in this Krishna Ganya's movement. It's been a very delightful thing being here in Bangalore with all you wonderful devotees, and we hope that you will allow us someday to come back and be in your presence again.
We wish you come back here
every month. Every day.
So I think who's our driver? We needed to get back, so we have to leave early tomorrow for Mayapur. So it's very nice that Shishi Garnitai have come into this home. So if the family members here can worship Shishi Garnitai with love, as described in this verse, then they will have, by the mercy of Shishi Garnitai, they will have all understanding of how to become perfectly situated in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.